I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. Joining us in the studio today is a Duluth duo, the Boomchucks, made up of Jamie Ness and Brad Nelson. He's the guy that puts the boom in the Boomchucks with the drums, and Jamie on guitar. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christine.
Let's get started with a song. What do you guys want to start with?
Rollin'. It's actually called Running Out of Gas in America.
Wheels all turning. I got fossils in my gas tank burning. Never was a sure thing that we'd see the dawn. Just gotta get rolling, rolling home. I'm rolling, rolling. Seems just like the ocean, ocean. When there's a storm is coming on. Just gotta get rolling, rolling.
Checks on KUMD, that one from their new debut album. Actually, not that new. It came out a few months ago, and I know you guys did it a while ago, but self-titled album that you guys did with Rich Mattson.
That's right. Yeah, Rich Mattson recorded it, and Tom Herber is at the third year in Minneapolis, mastered it for us.
And when did it come out again?
Boy, when was that, Jamie? Couple months ago, I think.
It wasn't
close.
That long ago. And I know Jamie was in the studio, and he sat down with Starfire on the local show and talked about it a little bit. So Brad, we're going to make you tell your take on it this time about making the album. And why did you choose Rich Mattson?
Rich has that place up in Sparta, up on the Iron Range. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty close by, and Rich is a friend of ours and an obvious talent. So just, I don't know, it all came together. It was pretty easy. Jamie and I just slipped up there. Three Wednesday nights in a row, and Rich has this old church that he purchased and outfitted into a studio and a home in the back, and it's just really easy. He has all the gear set up, and I don't know, it's just really easy, comfortable place to record with a master. So
analog,
yep, it's big old fat tape, old school style, so mm-hmm. It has that nice rich sound. Yeah. Lots of good reasons.
Yeah and when you were here, Jamie, you described the Boomchucks as a bar band. Is that how you think of yourselves?
I think so, yeah. We try to, you know, get by in that environment.
Mm-hmm. And you write the songs on the album. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them do kind of have that fun bar band vibe, definitely.
Right.
So it must be kind of fun to have a place where you can do those kind of songs. And
yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, we like it.
How about the one that you just did? What was the inspiration for that one? Do you remember?
Well, it was just kind of it was the beat. You know, we call that the train beat, and we do a lot of it.
Kind of the Boomchuck thing.
Yeah. Sometimes we start on that beat, and we don't even know what song it is for a while. It's a ton, chicka ton, chicka ton, chicka ton. And then it turns into something.
How much of the songwriting for this album is inspired by, you know, your shows? You guys do a regular Thursday night gig down at the Brew House. Do you work out a lot of stuff there, or?
Yeah, we do. We don't anymore. We don't rehearse much outside of that gig, actually. So a lot of times, that's where we try songs out for the first time and actually work them through. It's nice, actually. In reality, it's actually a nice way to do it, because you can get instant feedback a little bit in subtle ways from the audience. People really kind of light up to something, you know that you're on to something. So,
And the album is, there's only 8 songs on it. Now, did you purposely want to keep it short? You must have more material than that, because you guys have to play to a bar every Thursday night. So, do you do a lot of covers at that show?
We use a lot of the Jamie Ness back catalog. And we use a lot of covers, old rock and roll and folk and some really old stuff. I mean, Jamie knows hours and hours of stuff. He doesn't even know what he knows anymore.
That's right.
It's just kind of automatic. Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear another one from the album. Or not from the album. You can do whatever you want. I don't care.
All right. Yeah, this is from our album. This one's called Missing You.
Ridiculous, because you're so gone now. When I'm missing you, man, listen to some NPR. 'Cause you used to play it while you was driving in the car. When I'm missing you, listen to you on my voice machine. Wish that it wasn't true. Miss the sound of you in love with me so long ago. Listen to some modest mouse. 'Cause you used to play it while you was working around the house. After many years of coming and gone, this will remain. And you always know that you got a place inside my mind. Thank you.
The Boomchucks on KUMD, that another one from their new album, and that was When I'm Missing You. I like that one, Jamie. Now, a lot of the ones on the album definitely sound like they are just for the Boomchucks. That one sounds like it could have been for any of your projects that you do. It's like a classic Jamie Ness song.
Yeah, thank you. I'm happy with how it turned out. It's kind of a, yeah, like a song for the songwriting practice or something like that, you know?
No, that's not what I was, I just think it's a good song.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
I just think it sounds great. And I got to mention, of course, the reason that you guys are here is because you're going to be taking part in the Respect Your Mother Earth Festival, which is coming up at Leif Erickson Park on Saturday. And that goes all day long, Retribution Gospel Choir playing and a bunch of other bands. And what time are you guys on?
We're at Mark, 5:45. Yeah, we have Mark here. He's putting on the festival on Saturday. So he's a source of information if you want to come over, Mark, and give the lowdown on that for us.
Got to go under a lot of chords.
Thanks, guys.
There.
Yeah, the festival is this Saturday. Everybody pray for rain now, so there's plenty of sun on Saturday. And come down. We start at 11 a.m. Beer starts pouring at 12, courtesy of Lake Superior Brewery Company. And then the music starts off with Charity Hout at noon. So come on down and stay until Retribution Gospel Choir rocks us off the stage at 9 o'clock. So.
Okay, so not to jinx it, but in case of rain, what's going to happen?
In case of rain, we're going to have to party harder so everybody stays warm.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Well, Boomchucks. So another thing about the album, it's fairly short. I like that. I think we talked about that. Not that it's good that you only, you know, have a few songs but on there, but sometimes people like go a little crazy and they put like everything they've ever done on there on their album.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that you showed some restraint on that.
I think we ran out of money, too.
You wanted to do 12 songs, but, you know, you ran out of money after
yep.
eight.
Yep.
Ran out of money after eight. Speaking of, you know, you guys have both been around the Duluth music scene for a long time, and you've done a lot of other things. And Jamie, what other projects are you involved with right now?
Well,
Or is this pretty much it?
Well, we're doing the Freewheelers on May 20th, Thursday, May 20th, all Dylan with Jim Hall at the Vickers Brewhouse.
That's right.
That's a once-a-year band that gets together.
And I like your tribute band.
Yeah. I'm playing some, I guess you could call it like some biker rock with my father-in-law and Tommy from time to time.
Tommy the welder and Randy the welder.
And Matt Livingston on saxophone.
And does that have a name if people want to check that out?
BCBC.
Yeah, the Blue Collar Blues Club. We were the house band at the Cozy for a time.
Nice.
And so we roll that out from time to time.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Brad, now you're also in Father Hennepin, is going to be playing at this year's Homegrown Music Festival. And
another once-a-year band these days, yeah.
Now, Black Eyed Snakes, what's up with them lately?
Not much, really, but we have a few things coming up. One thing I know that's confirmed is July 22nd, we're playing on top of the parking ramp of Fitgers, and there's going to be Brewhouse Beer there, and I think maybe Charlie Parr, too, but... That's still being worked out, so
all right,
should be fun.
We'll look forward to that in July.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear one more. And what's next for the Boomchucks? You guys gonna keep doing your regular gig? And
yeah, every Thursday at the Brewhouse, we're down there.
Mm-hmm.
We got Saturday at Leif Erickson, and then of course everybody's excited about Homegrown. We'll be at the Thirsty Pagan.
We're switching with our arch nemesis of Superior Brewery, the Thirsty Pagan. Fractals crew coming over. We're switching actually for the night, so that should be fun. We're playing
bars,
for their
so.
Crowd, and they're playing for ours, so it should be a good time.
So it's opposite nights.
Yeah, opposite night. That's right. Well, bizarro world.
Bizarro Thursday.
They should have called it that for Homegrown. All right, well, let's hear one more. What do you want to finish up with here?
This one's about a neighborhood of Duluth called Hillsiders.
Hospital. I was raised up on the hillside. Main Street Video. We used to walk up Central. Happened to miss the bus ride. And if I should fall ill, up on this hill is probably where I lay down and die. Up You might know of something better. For all I know, it's true. But I got $10 in my pockets, boys, and $1 million view.
Here's the dude.
Those hillsiders, hillsiders. My, oh my, oh my. You can't stand with your shoes above the blues.
Boom Checks on KUMD. I feel like I'm in the middle of a song here. Hillsiders. And of course, that a little bit autobiographical there, Jamie, because you grew up in Duluth Central Hillside, right?
That's right. Yeah, we used to call it East Hillside, but I don't know why. But
oh, okay. Well, maybe it is East Hillside.
Yeah.
I kind of like that because we were talking about the Fractals when they were here. Barry has a song called Woodland Boys, and that's about him growing
oh,
up,
really?
You know,
oh,
in his funny. Neighborhood. So it's kind of I love it when local bands kind of pay tribute to their roots here.
Yes.
Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
Thank you.
Oh, and one last thing. So we're talking about homegrown, and also somebody picked your one of your songs to use in the Homegrown Film Festival, which is, I believe, they're going to show on Monday. Various people randomly chose bands' songs to make videos of, right?
That's right. Our friend Rich Narum, a local photographer, was the lucky winner. Him and his son, I believe, are working on that together. So.
Yeah, I heard
should be pretty cool.
We'll have to see it. We'll have to see
how
that turns out. Well, thanks a lot, guys. Again, Boom Checks are going to be playing this Saturday at the Respect Your Mother Earth Day Festival in Leif Erickson Park. You can find more information on that on our website, kumd.org. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.